Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Bikurim Daf Chafei, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and the Vilna Sursa Daf, it's on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, about three quarters of the way into the Amud, and today's Daf is sponsor Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar, Basav Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah said, Menicha B'tzad HaMizbech, then the process of a person bringing the Bikurim, he placed it inside of the Mizbech. Now this is supposed to be done after the Kriya, after reading the Parsha. Tzadik Mar tells Rav Huna Bayer, Rav Huna asks the following question, Hanocha Ma'u Shetater L'Mechusri Zman, is this Hanocha Mutter L'Mechusri Zman? Mechusri Zman over here is translated as out of order. Let's say he did it out of order. He first placed it by the Mizbeach, and then he did the Kriya. Is that okay? Is it going to be Yotzei Yizchiv or not? Now, Rav Matanya clarifies what Rav Huna's question is. Is only referring to where he took it back before he did the Kriya, and then he did the Kriya, and it wasn't by the Mizbeach. So then we have his question, if he did it out of order, is that okay? But if they were in their place, if he placed them by the Mizbeach, and then he did the Kriya, but he was by the Mizbeach the whole time, it's like he placed it there in its proper time, because again, it was sitting by the Mizbeach the entire time, and it's not considered out of order. Now, we have a similar question. Rav Yonah asks, let's say he placed it there at night. As we just said, that even if he did it out of order and he was meniach by the Mizbeach and only then he did the Kriya, but if it was by the Mizbeach the whole time, that's okay. So let's say he placed it by the Mizbeach during the day, but then it became nighttime and it's only now after the Kriya and we know that we're not allowed to do it at night. So is that okay or not? I wouldn't have an answer to either of these questions. Moving on to something else, Tanya of Brisa tells us, Menicha Mekarim Jemis Maravis, that it's placed on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk tells us, Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Now, if we just had this Pasuk, Yachal B'Mayrev, you might think it's placed on the western part of the Mizbeach, which is the side facing the Heichal. That's Lifnei Hashem, because the Heichal is called Hashem, if you will. That's where the Aron Kodesh is. So Lifnei Hashem is the western side. But the Hamalam, the Pasuk tells us, El Pnei HaMizbeach, you have to place it Pnei HaMizbeach, which means the front of the Mizbeach. That's the southern side, which is where the ramp is. Now, Lifnei HaMizbeach, if we're just going to follow the words Lifnei HaMizbeach, Yachal B'Darim, you might think it's placed completely on the southern side. Tamalam Lifnei Hashem. But the Pasuk also says Lifnei Hashem, which is Mashma, the western part of the Mizbeach. So, okay, Tzad, what are we supposed to do? It seems like a contradiction. The answer is, Magishan Al Karen Jemis Maravis, the Kohen brings it near the southwestern corner, Umenicha B'Jemis Al Karen, and he places it on the corner, and now he's Mekayim both parts of the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem and Lifnei HaMizbeach. We can explain the Mishnah, which had said, Iskinushi Umakan V'chulu, that after some people stopped bringing Bikurim because they weren't able to say the Pesukim by themselves and they were embarrassed, that they had to have them read to them by the Kohanim. So the Chomer Matakin, that everyone has the Pesukim read to them, and the person bringing the Bikurim just repeats after the Kohen. Now, what's this based off of? So Tony, we have a Braisa, Ina Noya LMP Acher. That's the proper Girsa. Then Anoya responding is referring to based off of somebody else. We'll explain this in just a moment. Not only that, El Shasam Chul Mikra, it was coming from a Pasuk, Vonisa Vamarta, and you shall respond and say. This is a Pasuk describing to us what a person has to do when they're bringing Bikurim, and it says Vonisa Vamarta. Now, usually the word Vonisa is translated as you shall speak up. So Vonisa Vamarta means you shall speak up and say. But over here, we're understanding the Chum based their Takana off of a different understanding of the word. Vonisa means then you shall respond. Vonisa Vamarta, you, Mr. Person, bringing your Bikurim, shall respond to what the Kohen says and repeat after him. And that's what we mean by saying, in Anoya LMP Acher, that there has to be somebody else reciting the Psukim, and you, the person bringing the Bikurim, repeats after him. Now, Meshach said, because of Shakasef, that the wealthier people would bring their Bikurim in baskets of silver. Now, Rabbi Yonah asked the following question, Ma'ol Avim B'Tamchuyin Shakasef, is a person allowed to bring them in a silver kli? What's this question coming from? So the Pasuk tells us, V'samta Batene, you shall put it in a basket. Now, Ten is usually translated as Sal, and a Sal is a woven basket. So the question is the Pasuk being Makbid that the basket has to be woven, either woven out of silver strips themselves, or it's just a regular basket covered in silver, or maybe it could just be a silver bowl or tray, and it doesn't have to dafka be a basket. That's what Rabbi Yonah is asking. Now that we have this question from Rabbi Yonah, we have a clarity regarding something else he did. And the following has to do with something called Targum, which is the translation of the Torah. We know we have Shnai Mekar Vecha Targum, but back in the day, and even with Temanim today, they would have the person who got the Aliyah reading the Pasuk, and then there was Targum that was said. The Metargim would translate this into Aramaic. Now the Metargim had to make sure that he was translating every word precisely, and if he made a mistake, so we'd have to make him go back. Kind of like nowadays when the Balkar makes a mistake, everyone throws tomatoes at him. So too back then, if you made a mistake in the Targum of the translation, they would say, okay, you have to go back. You translated the word wrong. Now, this we have two stories, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chad Mechazer Mana, that's proper Girsa, so take out the word Amar. One of them was Mechazer. He made the Metargim go back because he said the word Mana. We'll explain this soon. Becharna Mechazer, Patirin Im Yarkainen, and one made the Metargim go back because he translated incorrectly and said Patirim Im Yarkainen. And the reason why this one was made to go back is the Ata Amar, Patirin Im Meruin, because really, he should have said Patirin Meruin. This is the Targum of the words Matzos Umeroyrim. And on Pesach, you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror. And the way that he had translated it was Patirin Im Yarkainen, matzah with vegetables. But maror is not translated as vegetables. Maror is translated as meroyrin. And so that's why he was made to go back. Now the Gemara tells us, V'leyadino and Manamardo. We don't know who said what. We don't know which one Rabbi Yonah made the guy go back for, or which one Rabbi Yirmiyah made the guy go back for. But now we have a clarity. Minmando Amar Rabbi Yonah, from that which Rabbi Yonah had just asked before, Ma'ul Avin B'Tamchuyin Shel Kesef, is a person allowed to bring the Rikurim in just a regular kli made out of silver, and then maybe it doesn't dafka have to be a basket. Chafei It must be that he was the one that made the Metargim go back because he made a mistake and translated the word as mana, the Omar, Sala, because really he should have said Sala. The Pasuk by Bikurim says, Vesamta batene, you shall place it in a tene, and this Metargim translated it as mana, which just means a kli of any sort. But since Rabbi Yoina has this suffix, maybe you're not allowed to use a kli of any sort, maybe you have to use a woven basket, so it must be that Rabbi Yoina made that Metargim go back and say the word Sala instead of the word mana. Now, once we're on this topic of making a Metargim go back because he translates something wrong, we have another story. Rabbi Pinchas made the Metargim go back because he had translated the word Tyrin ubnei Yoina, which is two different types of birds, as Petimin ubnei Tyrin, which basically means fattened birds and young birds, but really that's a mistake. The Omar, Tyrin ubnei Tyrin, he should have said Tyrin ubnei Tyrin, older birds and younger birds, not fattened birds and younger birds. And moving on to Halacha, I continue to discuss Bikurim. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shimon Ben Anas tells us, Ma'atanis HaBikurim, Chos Mishivas Haminim, that when we beautify the Bikurim, when we add more fruits onto the basket, that could also be from things other than Shivas Haminim. It doesn't actually have to be from Shivas Haminim. However, Rukiva says, Ma'atanis HaBikurim, Shivas Haminim. One is only allowed to decorate the Bikurim with Shivas Haminim themselves, because if we're going to use other things other than Shivas Haminim, people might make a mistake and think, oh, we bring Bikurim from these other fruits as well. Rabbi Shimon, he's our third opinion, he says, Shal Shemidas Bikurim, there's actually three different levels, if you will, of Bikurim. HaBikurim, V'Toysefes HaBikurim, V'Iter HaBikurim. Regular Bikurim, which is the original first fruit, then we have Toysefes, and then we have Iter. Toysefes HaBikurim, Min B'Minoi. Toysefes HaBikurim is the same min as Bikurim themselves. For example, let's say a person only has one or two pomegranates that he's bringing as Bikurim themselves. He wants to do Toysefes and add on more, so he brings a bunch more pomegranates. Now, V'Iter HaBikurim, Min B'Sheina Minoi, the Iter HaBikurim, that which is being used to beautify the basket, that could even be Min B'Sheina Minoi. However, these two things have a difference halachically. Toysefes HaBikurim, Nechals B'Tahara, Upatur Min HaVadmai. Toysefes HaBikurim, these extra fruits that are added on to the Bikurim themselves, it's the same min, those have to be eaten in a state of Tahara, and they're Pater from Demai, because they're actually treated like Bikurim themselves. However, Iter HaBikurim, these fruits that are just meant to beautify the basket, Chayav B'Demai, they're Chayav in Demai, because they're just considered like regular fruits, and they don't have Kedusha at all. Now, the Gemara tells us, on Rav Yisrael, he says, Kol Am HaMaidu, everyone agrees, Shema Atanes HaBikurim M'chutz La'aretz. They were allowed to beautify the Bikurim with fruits from Chutz La'aretz. Because no one's going to make a mistake and think they're supposed to bring Bikurim from fruits that grew in Chutz La'aretz. Mafligin Ba'amenu Mayav. The Machlekes is, are we allowed to add on fruits that were grown in Amenu Mayav, and that's not a 100% Eretz Yisrael. And so here's the Machlekes. Ma'adar Ma'atanes HaBikurim Chutz Mishivas Haminin, according to the Ma'adar in our Mishnah, that's Rav Shem Ben Anas. The one's allowed to beautify the basket of Bikurim with things other than Shivas Haminim, Ma'atanes HaBikurim Amenu Mayav. So he holds the one's also allowed to beautify from fruits from Amenu Mayav, because no one's going to make a mistake. If you're allowed to even use things that are not Shivas Haminim, so you could also use things that are from Amenu Mayav. And Manda Amar in Matan El Mishivas Haminim, according to Bikiva, that you're only allowed to beautify from Shivas Haminim themselves, because we wouldn't want a person to make a mistake and think that we have a chiv to bring Bikurim from other fruits, so he would hold Ein Ma'atan Sabikurim, Me Amenu Mayav, the ones not allowed to beautify the Bikurim from fruits that come from Amenu Mayav, because there also is Chashash that people are going to think that you bring Bikurim from Amenu Mayav. Now, Amar of Mana argues that no, it's the other way around. Kol Am HaMaidu, everyone really agrees, She'ein Ma'atan Sabikurim, Me Amenu Mayav, the one is not allowed to beautify Bikurim from fruits that were grown in Amenu Mayav, She'ben Adam Taim Laimar, because people will make a mistake and say, Shemivim Bikurim, Me Amenu Mayav, the one supposed to bring Bikurim from Amenu Mayav. Ma'apligin, so what's a machlaikes? Bechutz La'aretz, with fruit that comes from Chutz La'aretz. Ma'adar Ma'atan Sabikurim, Chutz Meshivas Haminim, according to Shem Menanas, the ones allowed to beautify Bikurim with fruit, even though it's not the Shivas Haminim, Ma'atan Sabikurim, Chutz La'aretz, he holds the ones allowed to beautify from fruit that comes from Chutz La'aretz as well, because no one's going to make a mistake. Chafav Amanaf on top, whereas Ma'adar Ma'atan Sabikurim, El Meshivas Haminim, according to Bikiva, the ones only allowed to beautify the Bikurim with fruits that are Shivas Haminim, Ma'atan Sabikurim, Chutz La'aretz, so he holds also the ones allowed to beautify with fruits that come from Chutz La'aretz. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.